T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A former Patriot staffer is doing some woofing. Andy Hart, who's in for Keith.
Not me.
No, not you. Well, people are used to that now.
That's true. Well, although I would say Lombardi and me, sort of the same thing. People are used to popping off.
You're both dinks.
Yes, dinks.
Oh, okay. You're both dinks.
Some probably you both ego, say crazy arrogant. Stuff. We say stupid stuff, and people wonder, does he know something, or is he just popping off again?
You both hate Fitzy, so there is that.
Lombardi hates Fitzy?
I don't know.
Notice what I did there?
I know.
I didn't question whether I hate Fitzy.
I know. It was very good. I like it. Fitzy's laughing somewhere.
Crying.
But no. He if it were from Mike Lombardi, I think he would cry. Coming from you, it's like, okay.
He's pretty sensitive.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah. He's one of those comedians that everything is a show to hide the crying inside.
Oh, no. Sad clown tears, all that.
Yes.
I had no idea. Like, I had no idea that a year after kind of pumping the tires of Mac Jones and the Patriots offense, I don't remember Mike Lombardi having this kind of vitriol towards the New England Patriots last year.
Seriously, like, where are you getting your information?
Yeah, I guess when you're... when your kid's on staff, you might go a little easy. Let's put it that way. Has he spit hot fire on the offense on the Las Vegas Raiders? I'm just wondering.
Some clown named Mike Lombardi.
There you go.
No, the 0-3 Raiders. I actually listened to the whole podcast yesterday. And the
0-3
Raiders.
Why would you torture yourself like
show
that?
Show prep. I'm doing my due diligence.
I don't really give a
It's a long ride home.
Well, yeah, even longer ride here. So, yes, I have plenty of time to listen to podcasts to and fro, as they say. But, no, when he got to the Raiders, he was not just because my son's the offensive coordinator, but they're going to get this figured out. They're a good football team. They're going to be okay.
There was some of that
during the Raiders, who are 0-3, by the way.
That's right.
Underperforming grossly.
Mm-hmm. And last year it was kind of a high time. Well, rookie quarterback, look at what's going on in New England. So, I guess we sort of set the table for, in a way, what you're about to hear, because Mike Lombardi was spitting quite a bit of hot fire, apparently, on something called the GM Shuffle podcast. And here is a little bit of what Mike Lombardi had to say about Mac Jones, the offense, and how things have gone here in New England so far.
New England is doing everything that New England is not doing anything they stand for, Femi. They want to avoid losing before they win. And as much as I like Mac Jones, I thought Mac Jones would protect the ball and play smarter than he's played. And now he's hurt with a high ankle. To me, he was in danger of really of either changing what he did or he's going to lose his job. He's not going to play in the NFL. You're not going to play in the NFL. You keep turning the ball over like he was. Now, you could say, well, they don't have an off. They average 7-1 a play in the game. 7-1 a play in two of the three games. If they don't turn the ball over, they could be 3-0. I'm not saying they're good. Don't get me wrong. When you turn the ball over like they did, whether it's fumbles and interceptions, and you allow the other team to have extra possessions and the other team has Lamar Jackson, you deserve to lose.
There's a little bit of truth in there on the whole, yeah, don't turn it over. That's pretty standard in terms of football.
Football 101, baby.
You know where this guy lost me? That Mac was going to be out of the NFL or losing his job or something like that. That is pure trash. Just, you know what I could do with those comments? Put them on a piece of paper and wipe my hind end with them. That's how silly that is.
Agree.
In my opinion.
I don't know how you could envision a scenario including what they are. Brian Hoyer's the backup quarterback.
Correct.
So envision a scenario. How many interceptions would Mac have to throw? He's got five in three games.
Correct.
So if he's at 10 in six games, no chance. No chance he's benched. 15, 20, like, what's the number where he gets benched for throwing interceptions and you turn it over to Brian Hoyer? You don't have Jimmy Garoppolo. You don't even, maybe Bailey Zappe next year if he has a good preseason, but you have Bailey Zappe, the guy they clearly don't want to put on the field.
Correct.
He was not losing his job due to interceptions. They might rein him in and say, listen, we're not throwing the ball anymore. Like, they may change the way they play the game.
Like, get away from some of the 50-50 or the downfield stuff and go back to a little, because to me, what he mentions in there about, you know, it's the whole they're playing not to lose. Well, throwing those balls down the field are contrary to that.
And Mac even said it's a philosophy change, the 50-50 balls. And Lombardi brings up, they average 7 point whatever yards per play.
Yep.
Yeah, it's because they're throwing the ball down the field.
That's right.
When you throw the ball down the field the way they are, there's going to be some interceptions. That's just, you know, no risk it, no biscuit, the whole Bruce Arians thing.
Well, it's almost like Lombardi took out the fact that there was an offensive transition going on, and that, again, are the throws on Mac? Yes, they are.
Yes.
Is the philosophy on the coaches? Yes, it is.
100%.
And that's a part of what is being different, or what is different this year to last year. And I'm not sitting here saying, and listen, this isn't, I'm defending Mac, oh my God, he had bad. No, he has made some bad throws in the first three games, there's no question. But again, to think that the guy was going to be out of the league or losing his job, the guy in Chicago was drafted higher than him, and he can't think.
So let me ask you the question. So this comes out this week, and this week Mac is hurt. This week, some people are trying to play up a narrative of could there be a divide between player and team and the health and second opinion and surgery, no surgery, all of yep. those things. Is there any chance this is sourced information from his moles inside the organization? He's a fob. He's an absolute fob. Friend of Bill Belichick.
Yep.
And when this has come up in the past, Bill has not ever said Lombardi needs to shut his mouth. If you remember the Jamie Collins, right around when Jamie Collins got traded, Lombardi was just killing Jamie Collins. He shouldn't be on the field. He's at best a part-time player. They traded him, and Bill was like, Mike Lombardi's one of the smartest men I've ever worked with. Like, he just praised Mike. He sort of emboldened.
He put over Lombardi, yes. basically, yeah.
So in this week, with this question of the health and Mac Jones, is there any chance that this is chumming the water of, hey, Mac, you can think you can take your time and get three opinions. You better get your ass back on the field, because you know what? The way you were playing, you were close to losing your job anyway, so I wouldn't take your time and feel like, oh, you're the golden boy. Kind of what I brought up yesterday.
Yes.
That he should call Bill's bluff,
because yeah,
Bill is stuck with him.
No question. He's stuck with him.
Maybe Bill knows that and wants this floated out there. Maybe you're not quite on the solid ground you thought you were, and Lombardi says, this kid, the way he was playing, he was going
to
get benched.
I got to tell you, it would be counterintuitive to the way they need to sell this. That's why automatically, there's the part of me automatically that's like, no, he wouldn't do that. Then there is that other part of Bill Belichick where it is, I want to keep everybody on thin ice. Mm-hmm. I want everyone to think that, you know, it took Brady 10 years, I think, to get over the fact that Bill Belichick could, like, take away his starting job. And then it became Brady against himself versus, hey, I could actually lose my job here right. in New England. Whereas with Mac Jones, that would still play, but you're right. You kind of look around the room and you're like, you're really going to go to that guy, who I love, by the way. Like, everybody will say, I love Brian Hoyer, but a lot of guys will look around the room and be like, is Bill really going to, like, is Bill going to go? This would be next level Malcolm Butler type stuff. Yep. Like, Butler didn't play in a game, and it was a very important game. There's no question. But if Bill Belichick floats this to Lombardi as if, yeah, you know what? I might sit this guy down for Brian Hoyer.
Right. Well, remember what Brady said? You bring up Malcolm Butler.
Oh, my God.
Brady said, what defense are we in that Butler's not on the field? Like, that's what Brady thought about the Super Bowl.
Correct.
What do you think Devin McCourty, Matthew Judon, those guys, wouldn't they think, what offense are we running where Mac Jones isn't our best option to be out there, that Brian Hoyer's a better option? You would create a divide. You would create questions. So I just wonder.
But you do bring up something that is plausible given the way that this has happened and gone down in the past here.
Yes.
Of the whole keep it. Now, Chris Mason of Mass Live also has a story today about Dietrich Wise. And that Dietrich Wise gets pissed off if he doesn't beat Mac Jones to the facility, because every day in the 5 a.m. hour, apparently, those two guys are trying to race to the facility to see who gets there first. With, I do believe the quote from Dietrich Wise was, when I'm not the first one here, I get pissed.
Right.
Because guess what? The guy that Lombardi is trying to roll out there that could lose, he said, out of the league.
Yeah, he was. Well,
there's only one guy out of the league, Mike.
Can we agree?
And it's you.
And we can agree he's kind of a blowhard. You can tell when he starts getting revved up, and maybe he goes even further than he really intended when he started the podcast.
You want to say that maybe New England would like to try to wedge Bailey Zappi in there or to come up with a way. Maybe you go get a different kind of veteran next year so that you create a little competition. But to me, you do that if the quarterback you have is not working hard enough to figure things out.
Right.
This is a guy who's dealing with a first-time offensive coordinator where the head coach is intimately involved. I would like to think. Now, again, I'm not putting a pass Bill Belichick for some subterfuge or to get some things out there to kind of rile people up every once in a while. And if you followed along over the years, you can kind of figure out how he does that.
Mm-hmm.
But this would almost be undermining himself to have someone out there publicly say something like this about Mac Jones.
So you think this is Lombardi just speaking his thoughts?
Quite honestly, I think if his kid were here and the offensive coordinator, we would hear about how hard Mac Jones is working, and they've had some issues early on, but they're working them out. His kid's with the Raiders, and it's the whole, I'll figure it out,
Right.
And then, again, didn't hear any of this. You could have arguably, right, after 1-3 last year, and Mac had the hiccup of a game against the Saints.
Three picks.
Right? That guy probably could have said the same thing last year about Mac Jones and being like, boy, those picks early and turnovers and da-da-da. It's just very curious to me as to why there wasn't that criticism. And there's one thing that I know I can point to that I really truly believe in my heart is a reason why the criticism has been harsh here. And with the Raiders, it's let's do a little tickle butt. They're 0-3, but boy, they'll figure it out.
Blood is thicker than water, and his blood is in Vegas right now.
And that's great, and I understand that.
But the one thing that really struck me, even beyond the benching, which I find ridiculous.
Silly.
Less silly and maybe more honest and maybe more accurate.
Uh-huh.
His comment where he said something to the effect of, Mac, you're not that skilled. So if you're not that skilled, you can't make these mistakes.
And you know what? And
I was like, whoa.
Well, and that's why last year it looked like this was the right guy for the McDaniels offense.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had the ability to process all the information. On the whole, for a rookie, he took care of the football really well last year.
Yeah.
And, if he had at least, if Mike Lombardi had at least acknowledged there's been a bit of a change in philosophy, because again, we've covered this for 20 plus years, and even we're sitting here going, man, Bill Belichick is assuming the risk of these 50-50 balls down the field. And to me, Mac throws those because they've told him, you have the green light. Within reason, it's okay for you to do so.
Well, if you blame the coaching, according to Mike Lombardi and the GM shuffle, you're being naive. Because that's what he said. Blame the coaching if you want, but you're being naive. No. I'm being accurate.
Yeah, because there's been
Bill told me to blame him if it goes south. And so far, the offense has gone south.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I mean,
very simple.
I'm with you on that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.